Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. State of the Union. George Bush asked Congress to, quote, strengthen and save Social Security. He says the nation's costliest social program headed for bankruptcy unless it was changed.
As we fix Social Security, we also have the responsibility to make the system a better deal for younger workers. And the best way to reach that goal is through voluntary personal retirement accounts.
Bush's plan would cut guaranteed retirement benefits for younger Americans, but not affect benefits for people now 55 and older. Bush also spoke about the war on terror.
There are still regimes seeking weapons of mass destruction, but no longer without attention and without consequence. Our country is still the target of terrorists who want to kill many and intimidate us all. And we will stay on the offensive against them until the fight is won.
Bush also promised to push for Middle East peace. He said the goal of two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side, is within reach, and America will help them achieve that goal. A Middle East summit is scheduled for next Tuesday. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid will be giving the response to the State of the Union address. He's going to be saying that Bush is gambling with Social Security. He charges the president's proposed overhaul is really what he calls Social Security roulette. Excerpts of remarks from Reid that he gives in response to Bush saying it's wrong to replace a guaranteed benefit with a guaranteed cut. As expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.25% today, the sixth rate hike since June for the central bank. That takes the target for the federal funds rate, the rate the banks charge each other, to 2.5%. Arizona Senator John McCain won a surprising ally in renewed efforts to block certain kinds of campaign funding. Senator Trent Lott, head of the Senate Rules Committee, voted against campaign funding restrictions back in 2002, but now Lott says independent political groups are circumventing the rules. He labels as, quote, sewer money, the six- and seven-figure checks that partisan tax-exempt groups put into the presidential election this fall. Lott says the money, which used to go to the political parties, simply moved to the partisan groups. Pope John Paul's doctors are saying they're guarding against complications a day after he was hospitalized for flu and breathing problems. Pneumonia is still a potentially deadly threat. Roman Catholics across the world are praying for recovery outside the hospital where he's being treated. Well-wishers have been gathering since last night. The Pope being treated for various problems also related to his Parkinson's disease. He was admitted to the hospital last night under tight security. And no further announcements from the Vatican. His health at this point still up in the air. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now, there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep. Guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Albert Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, we digest the President's State of the Union, only to discover that it's already been digested and is nothing but a piece of pure 100% waste product. Still, we'll give the speech the respect it deserves, and then, for the remaining 2 hours and 55 minutes of the show, we'll make crude and merciless fun of it. Joining us will be Slate's Chris Sullentrop, DNC Chairman candidate Donnie Fowler, and Adam Albright-Hanna. Join us for the next Franken.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, here it is, condensed. Iraq's elections, ownership society, personal accounts, defense of marriage, culture of life, faith-based, flag of freedom, Syrian accountability, Iran's enriched uranium, Iraqi freedom, brave troops. Okay? Okay. I don't know how... Bush's State of the Union delivery affected you, but I don't know. I just wonder, once again, I wonder where we live. I decided not to spend a whole lot of time watching it with all the teases all day long on various news networks about what was going to be said. There was really no point to watch it. Besides, I can only take so much, right? Kathy watched it and took the notes, and it's rather pointless. Pretty much what he said last time and the time before and the time before and the time before. It's all nonsense. It's all lies. It's all deceitful and loaded with deception. The only, excuse me, there were only three moments. I believe I heard the Democrat side booing him. That was kind of fun. I thought the Republicans were giving him the finger. And I thought, wow, yo, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening, what's happening? And what they were doing was cheapening the elections as far as they went in Iraq on Sunday. The Republicans try to turn everything. God, I hate them. I just loathe what they do. But to cheapen, to use every single cheap trick in the book they can take. Remember what they did at the Republican convention to mock John Kerry's Purple Hearts? They wore those little disgusting Band-Aids with a Purple Heart drawn in. Didn't you want to just get out and just kick them into the gutter, all of them who did that? It was so disgusting. Well, this thing with the black ink stain on the fingertip, or purple ink, whatever the hell it was, the Iraqis had to dip their finger in ink, or be shot, I guess, or have their voting right taken away from them. I don't know. But there they are. There they are. At the Atreus blog spot today, someone named Pierce wrote the following: in the latest sign that the Republicans are intent on politicizing everything Iraq-related, they're planning to show up at tonight's State of the Union address with purple ink on their fingers to send the message that they support Iraqi voters. And then someone at that website wrote, someone named Pierce wrote to them, to these Republican pissants, you do not own their courage. The people who stood in line Sunday did not stand in line to make Americans feel good about themselves. You do not own their courage. They did not stand in line to justify lies about Saddam and Al-Qaeda, so you don't own their courage. They did not stand in line to justify lies about weapons of mass destruction or to justify the artful dodginess of Ahmad Shalabi, so you don't own their courage. They did not stand in line to provide pretty pictures for vapid suits to fawn over, so you don't own their courage, Howard Fineman, and neither do you, Chris Matthews. You do not own their courage. They didn't stand in line in order to justify the dereliction of a kept press. They did not stand in line to make right the wrongs born out of laziness, cowardice, and the easy acceptance of casual lying. They did not stand in line for anyone's grand designs. They did not stand in line to play pawn in anyone's great game, so you don't own their courage, you guys in the PNAC gallery. You do not own their courage. They did not stand in line to provide American dilettantes with easy rhetorical weapons, so you don't own their courage. And it goes on and on and on. But when I saw that, that was a second, that was a vomitous moment. I just thought I was going to lose my fish dinner. Did you ever throw up fish? It's not pleasant. But I didn't. But it's incredible. There stood all of these Stepford-looking white Republicans. And what's with the gray suits? I guess it's better than brown shirts, although it means the same. Giving Bush the finger. God, I wish it would have been the middle finger. Why didn't the Democrats just give him the middle finger? You know, and put ink on that and hold it up. What are they gonna say? Huh? The most morose part of the speech was when Bush turned and introduced the mother and father of dead Sergeant Norwood. This exploiting, for his political advantage, the parents of a dead soldier. You know, the press has denied the pictures of all of our dead coming back to, where is it, Dover Air Force Base. No pictures, no press, nothing. Keep it hidden from the American public. We don't want you to know, Bush doesn't want us to know, that he is responsible for 1,600 dead Americans and 100,000 dead Iraqis. No. You're not supposed to know that. But when this weaselly thug wants to use a mom and a dad whose son is dead for, I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Norwood, your son died because George Bush sent him to his death. He didn't die defending America, or defending freedom, or defending liberty or justice. And I think Sergeant Norwood's mother and father know that. But there they were, anguish, walking anguish. My son is dead! And Bush uses them. Bush uses them. And the filthy Republicans who turned and stared up at Sergeant Norwood's mother and father with their sustained applause. And not one of those evil bastards has a child in uniform in Iraq. Not one of them. Oh, God. That part of it, when George Bush uses dead Americans for his political advantage, I want to scream. I don't know what I want to do. I want to do things that if I say them, I'll probably be arrested. It's that bad. It just fills me with a rage that is almost impossible to deal with. When I see American soldiers who are now dead being used by these right-wing Republican thugs, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. So I turn away from the television and do something else. And the third thing, or is that three? I guess that's three. The fourth thing is just a question I had. Why does George W. Bush, the most incompetent weasel ever to slide his greasy ass into the presidency, why does he never quote Republican presidents? When he wants to make a profound statement, they always go to Franklin Roosevelt. or they go to Truman, or they go to Kennedy. Why don't they ever go to one of their, oh, they may reach back 150 years to Lincoln, but why don't they ever use their own? What, were they going to quote Nixon? They're going to quote who? Huh? Ford? Who are they going to quote? Reagan, the actor? Pappy Bush? They always quote a Democrat. You scum. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's just... And to see Bush standing there, doing his little play president thing, his little toy president thing. I don't know. I don't know. If you have some comments about it, that's what we'll do here. The first part of the program, we will take your calls. All right. What you felt if you watched this exercise in corporatism presented as democracy? It gets worse and worse, doesn't it? With this Bush thug, what do we got? Three more of these or two more of these? Huh? I don't know. If you have a comment, give us a call. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's do that tonight. Let's see what you got to say. Say 866-303-2270. This is Air America.
Stop the suffering and the pain. So I don't want to be a soldier. I don't want to kill and maim another mother's son or daughter.
Son or daughter.
George Bush's war.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
You know, again, I really don't have that much to say about the State of the Union. That speech was not about the State of the Union. It was a political speech. The crap, the BS in that speech was just monumental. I can't even let myself go about the speech. Oh, we could sit here and parse it, but I can't do that because even though I take blood pressure medicine, you know, that those little pills can be overridden. You know what I'm saying? A few things that stood out in the speech that Kathy took notes of, because, like I said, I spent time rocking the baby to sleep here. Bush doesn't want activist judges to legislate marriage laws, but isn't he in office because of activist judges? He wants to do something to stop gang violence. Is he going to do something about the gangs he's created in Afghanistan and Iraq? Did he mention Osama bin Laden at all during the speech? Did I miss that? I heard the usual crap about Al-Qaeda, but nothing about Osama bin Forgotten. Al-Qaeda, I'm beginning to believe what is... where did this appear? Was it at an editorial at Democratic Underground or Buzzflash? This one that's circulating around... Online Journal. I guess everybody's picking up on it, though. The 911 stuff, the plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon and so on and so forth, and the fact that Al-Qaeda is probably a phantom organization. You don't know what to believe anymore, right? It was good that some of the Democrats booed the lie about the Social Security bankruptcy crisis myth, right? But again, for me, the most nauseous moment, the part that makes me cringe, it makes me ashamed to be an American, utterly and absolutely ashamed. I don't know what to do. The shame is so deep. Was when he takes the mother and father of a dead soldier. You know, this is a guy who will not attend a single memorial or funeral. But he gets Sergeant Norwood's mother and father on television, on national television, and uses them. I there's so much I could say right now, and I would never be in broadcast again about how that affected me, what my thoughts were. It's everything I can do, Kathy. I swear to God, I am so close to blowing a radio career here. I really am. To do that to the parents of a soldier. Okay, I better take some calls right now. From Chicago, it's Southside Carl. Carl, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm okay.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I had to tune in. You know, I listen to the State of the Union. I know you get upset. You know what to expect. I guess we all do, but I still need to hear it, you know. I missed that part because I was just coming in from the car upstairs about the soldier. I just got in. They were hugging and stuff. But
right.
I did see the part where he was going through it. And the first part of the thing, basically, it was a lot of rhetoric, you know. I mean, that had no real meaning. But then he came around to the Social Security thing. And what I was hearing was, it's basically a new twist on Newt Gingrich thing, letting it wither on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I picked up on it was when he started talking about, well, the personal accounts, you know, private accounts, basically.
Yeah.
And he went to try to say that, well, you know, actually, you workers, you young workers, by the time you retire, your private accounts are actually going to be paying more than your regular Social Security benefits. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to say, well, that about the part, well, you'll be able to pass this on to your children or to your grandchildren. And then finally it struck me, you know, sitting there, I'm realizing, oh, this is what this is all about. It's about helping make the wealthier even wealthier. Because primarily the wealthy pay a smaller percentage of their total income than working people do.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're going to do is allow them to indirectly take, you know, because over time when people retire like that, the wealthy are going to still be better off than someone who's just working day to day.
Right.
And they get to take that money and basically keep it in the family.
That's right.
And they get wealthier. Even though, like I said, they're paying a smaller percentage of their total income than the majority of people who work every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nothing but a shell game and a scam.
Yeah, and like I said, well, this is a way of tearing it down. Because, you know, I don't understand why some people don't, you know, recognize the oxymoron of saying personal private accounts with Social Security.
I know. You know, we're going to get into that, the whole Social Security thing.
Well, you know
here.
What? I wish the Democrats would, this, to me, it's a simple way of maybe.
Got 10 seconds, Carl.
Argument, and that's to comment and, you know, try to phrase the thing by, it's a social commitment.
I hear you. Carl, I'll pick you up next time. We got a break. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Planet Check.
Yogis honor the earth.
We're trying to help yoga practitioners get back to some of the early history of yoga, where yoga was about connection with the earth.
That's Lori Cornell, founder and director of the Green Yoga Association.
And help raise the consciousness in the yoga community about taking care of the planet.
Think twice before you hit your mat.
Polyvinyl chloride, also known as vinyl or PVC. That's the main ingredient in most yoga mats today.
They create dioxin when manufactured, and if they're ever burned, it creates dioxin as well as a lot of other harmful chemicals.
A lot of the early yogis certainly were not practicing on PVC mats.
If you must have a mat,
we recommend the Eco Yoga mat. It has natural rubber on one side and jute on the other side. It has no chemical additives.
Find them at greenyoga.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We're going to take apart Bush's State of the Union speech, piece by delusional, deceitful, death-loving, evangelical, pandering, short-sighted, anti-intellectual, piece. And the mastermind behind Soul Coughing, Mike Doty, drops by to play a couple of tunes. Plus, we drop in on Planet Bush on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron, Air America Radio.
Your host for a Appiance-Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Kathy was telling me she couldn't believe they preempted Alias for the same tired old State of the Union nonsense. Just shuffle around the names of oil rich Muslim countries on our hit list, and you basically got the same State of the Union address year after year. Got a letter here. First of all, the part that to me is, I'm just out of emotion. I'm out of expletives and bad words that are acceptable on the air. Not that any cuss word is acceptable on the air, but you know me. I fall into that quite often. And it's pointless to follow up this speech, which honest to God, Bush raises mediocrity to an art form. But the exploitation of parents who have a dead son, who went to Iraq for a phony war. But, you know, when you're dead, there's no such thing as being phony dead. You know, when you're dead, you're dead. That's it, you know. So here is this couple, Janet and Bill Norwood, who are sitting there in the gallery near Stepford number one, Laura Bush. And Bush says, Marine Corps, he says, one name we honor is Marine Corps Sergeant Byron Norwood of Pflugerville, Texas, who was killed during the assault on Fallujah. His mom, Janet, sent me a letter and told me how much Byron loved being Marine and how proud he was to be on the front line against terror. She wrote, when Byron was home the last time, I said that I wanted to protect him like I had since he was born. He just hugged me and said, you've done your job, Mom. Now it's my turn to protect you. Ladies and gentlemen, with grateful hearts, we honor freedom's defenders and our military families represented here this evening by Sergeant Norwood's mom and dad, Janet Bill Norwood. How do you process that? I mean, you and me. We haven't lost a son in Iraq. We know Bush is a filthy, filthy liar. We know that the dead can be stacked like cordwood in front of Bush, and he would either ignore it or make a joke about it, unless he could politically exploit the situation. I truly despise this entire administration. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this has happened. But for this couple, did you see them? Marion wrote in and said, the parents, they're representing their son who died in Iraq and all the other families of soldiers. These people have to believe in the legitimacy of this war. Marion is referring to the parents. It was clear, Marion writes, that the mother was upset and fragile before they stood as Bush announced them. She spontaneously reached forward and hugged the woman in front of her, next to the first Stepford lady. She hugged tight the young Iraqi woman, whose, quote, father was killed by Saddam Hussein, close quote, who had held up her I voted stained finger and gave the peace sign, trembling. They held and cried with each other, the one true moment in the whole charade. When they parted, part of the mother's clothing caught on the younger woman's sleeve. They worked to free the tangle and laughed a bit at the awkwardness, the most human moment in the whole cynical spectacle. And there stood Bush, twitching and smirking and waiting for it to be over. Couldn't wait for it to be over so he could continue his performance. Absolutely heartbreaking. It said it all. For Marion. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be, to exploit the differences among Americans for political gain. You know, Social Security reform. gays getting married. abortion. A tax for the wealthy, tax relief for the that, you know, you expect it, right? You expect that. I am still shocked, and I don't know why, when I see this man, and I'm referring to Mr. Bush, take advantage of unfathomable grief. That rests inside the mother and father of a youngster who was killed, a soldier who was, and I call him a youngster, you're damn right I will. How old was he? 20, 21, 22, something? Killed in Iraq. In a war based on nothing but filthy, filthy, murderous lies. And I, Here's the part I can't understand. Maybe somebody can explain this. Send me an email. Call in and explain it. How can this mother and father sit there in the same room, more or less, with the man who ordered their son dead? How can they sit there and accept his phony accolade, knowing what they have to know now, that the war, that the reasons for war were all lies, and of the 1,500 Americans who've died in Iraq, not a single one died for the reason that Bush said we went to war. Not one! How can they do that? How can the parents do it? Now, Marion says it's because they have to believe in this war. Maybe that's it. To lose your son, your daughter. You spend 18, 20 years raising and molding and sculpting and praying over and bleeding for your child. And then a monstrous machine like this Bush administration comes along and takes your child under false pretenses and murders him! Murders him! How do you accept that? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? How did Sergeant Norwood's mom and dad sit there? And they're in the same room. They're in the room with not just the killer who took their son, but 500 members of the House and the Senate who allowed him to. I don't know. If I had a kid who wanted to join the military with these monsters in office, I would break his or her legs. I would shatter them. By the same token, if my country were attacked, my sons and I would, and daughters would pick up weapons and defend the country, sort of like the Iraqis are doing, I guess. So I'm hung up on that tonight, Truth Seeker, the exploitation of Sergeant Norwood's mother and father. I'm just totally impaled by it, you know? Just impaled. Okay. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
Good to talk to you, Mike.
My pleasure.
I understand where you're coming from about the high blood pressure. I'm on lisinopril myself.
Oh, soul brother number seven.
About Sergeant Norwood, according to the Swift Book veterans, he didn't earn his medals either.
Yeah, that's right.
And just Bush and his crowd are a bunch of political corpse molesters, and that's just really, for the guy's parents, I mean, look, how people cope with the loss of their child, I can't really fault the parents for that. I mean, I prefer they'd done it with Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's too terrible for them to think about, oh, my God, my kid died. For nothing. Sooner or later, I think they'll catch on. But I mean, at this point,
yeah.
I mean, he just died, a few months ago.
Yeah.
In an offensive, by the way, that was delayed to help Bush get reelected.
That's right.
And since it was delayed, it gave the other side the chance to plant more booby traps, more bombs, more sniper positions. So odds are he was killed to help Bush get reelected.
Exactly.
Oh, to lighten things up just a little bit, I think the Democrats really blew an opportunity. You know, the purple finger thing?
Yeah.
They should have dyed their middle fingers purple and then held them up every time there was an applause line in the speech.
Well, Lance, I said that earlier this evening. You must have tuned in late.
I thought
that would have been a good idea, too. You know, just hold the finger up.
And the other thing is, I think it was a good idea that Laura Bush was assigned to a gang outreach program. Because if you remember many years ago, she did her own version of a drive-by, and she
didn't even
use a gun.
That's right. Just got her ass all drunk, ran a stop sign, and killed her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, she's a, you know, she could teach those gangbangers a few things. And by the way, that didn't leave any innocent bystanders wiped out, did it?
No, it didn't.
I just think of it this way. What Bush and his crowd want to do to Social Security is pretty much what Joseph Smith did to Carly Brucia. Or what Lindy England did to the inmates with a glow stick in hand.
There you go.
And just, These people are just the vilest form of scum on the planet Earth.
I've never seen anything like it. You know, living in a sort of society that we live in, yeah, we're going to cough up balls of phlegm like George Bush or Tom DeLay every once in a while, but to have them stick and you know, kind of make all of us move slowly through this huge ball of phlegm that they have established, it's horrifying. But here we are. Here we are. Lance, thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate your call. I can't wait to see Pickle's inner city gang outreach program. Is that what she's going to do? Wonder if she'll be handing out Xanax door to door in so-called minority neighborhoods. Would that be it? Step right up. Come here. Now, come here, young colored man. I have something for you that will calm you down. Young Mexican boy, come over here, you brown thing, you. Aren't you cute? Here, pop one of these.
The fact is, in Afghanistan, more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas. Elected by his brother-in-law.
Hey. I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-2805. Call now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Well, not tonight. Okay, a couple of quick emails. And we're going to go back to your phone calls. We're going to try to do as many calls tonight as we can. This is from Sue in Little Rock. Hi, Mike. I keep kicking the giggling murderer's ass. He's a freaking war criminal. I'm so outraged I can't see straight. Outrage overload? Yeah, I think so. Currently, we have the Eyes Wide Open exhibit here in Little Rock. That's the display of boots for the fallen soldiers and shoes for the dead Iraqis, and is sponsored by the American Friends Service Committee. That's the Quakers, of course. Several of us that were helping to set up the displays burst into tears, and we had to add three to the total as we were setting up. Heartbreaking. Here's one of the pictures I took and the link to my online photo album. Kathy's going to post these two links, so you can take a look at what Sue is talking about. If the Eyes Wide Open exhibit comes to your town, you should go see it. I have not seen it live. I don't even know if it's been here in Atlanta. But I have seen photographs now taken at various places. And Sue's photographs, that the links to which she sent me here, are pretty awesome. And I don't use the term awesome that often. Anyway, Kathy will post the links. It'll be on the main page of MikeMalloy.com under recent program topics. Will that recent show topics? Okay, Kathy will have them there at least by the time the program's over. Check them out. May wrote in, I wonder if anyone caught this whole thing. He's planning on having Laura set up a plan to get the young men in cities that are likely living in poverty, so-called minorities, and get them to enlist in the war rather than end up in gangs. That's his plan. Therefore, no draft, huh? God, this man is sick. Why don't people see the reality of this? That's from May. And from Australia... And forgive me if I get this wrong, but I believe this is our expatriate American, one of many who listened to the program, who's moved to Australia and been there for a long time. Mike, oh my God, there's just nothing left to do but cry. I mean, really cry. Listening to the applause, and I know it's staged, but it's still so painful to listen to what America is so willing to unleash on itself. Loyalty beyond reason, no opposing views, no dissent. Listening to the applause, there are just no words left in the English language. Haven't we said them all over and over and over and over again? He's just so dumb. Oh, sure, I can do better than that. Disingenuous, diabolical, dangerous, deathly, deceptive, demonic. But he's still just so dumb and a shameless liar. My rage has finally imploded, collapsed, oozed into a pool of sorrow so absolute that I'm shaking and sick with a heartache so intense that I think the next phase may actually be my cracking point. I know this sounds dramatic, but... I don't know, maybe it's just jet lag. But after what I've seen recently, an inauguration performed under military lockdown, and America so crass and uncaring and gloating over the farcical elections in Iraq, come on, people died there, were blown up there, lots of them, and we're supposed to be proud of that? When did we become so uncaring? And he seats that wife of his between an Afghan and an Iraqi voter to exploit their pain and their courage... when he has no courage of his own. Oh, it makes my teeth crack. Freedom from fear. I can't believe he had the nerve to say that when fear is the tool he and his clan use to steal the election and continues to use to crush America into a single-dimensional prison where we no longer be free to share anything as a nation other than our grief. I'm going back to bed, and it's 11:30 in the morning. Jay. Yeah, I understand what she's saying. Apparently, I remember an email I got a couple of weeks ago she and her husband came up here, came back to the States. I think I'm getting this wrong. Maybe Jay is the husband. I don't know. Forgive me if I'm screwing it up. But they came up here, and then they went back home to Australia. They're Americans. They went back to their home in Australia, and that's the jet lag Jay's talking about. Good Lord. Okay, what do we got here? Nate is calling from Long Island. Nate, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Mr. Malloy. Good to hear from you. It's my first time calling for the network, and I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to it for months and months and months now. I love it.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem. You know, I'm 20 years old. I'm living in America, and I'm hearing a president just say four words over and over again. He's saying the words peace, values, liberty, freedom. He said over and over again, this man does not mean what he says. It's so obvious, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and he talks about, you know, our, you know, justice is distorted. And you know what? He's living proof of that. And,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, he talks about, you know, oh, we have an incoherent tax code. Funny. That's what he represents as well. You see? And I just don't see how people see that. You know,
I don't get it either.
I think he punched the walls, you know.
Well, I think somebody sent me either an email or an article last night that kind of maybe explained it. And that is so many of the people that support him are also hardcore right-wing Christians. And right-wing Christians are taught from the moment they're teachable not to think independently, never think independently. To accept at face value what they're being told, and as they grow older, that is not only their religious stance; it becomes their political stance. It becomes their social stance. They are incapable of thinking. So when Bush talks about the things he talks about, they just believe him, lockstep, and go vote for him. So that's all I can think of. Nate, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in.
Oh no, my pleasure, sir. Thank you. Good night.
Have a nice evening. Quick break here, I think. Are we having a break? And we'll be, what did we do, lose the music momentarily? Okay. All right. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Iraq War currently costs American taxpayers $1.5 billion a week, with over 1,400 U.S. fatalities, and calls for withdrawal surfacing. The Bush administration now wants an additional $80 billion to maintain the occupation. Already, Iraq has cost three times what Bush estimated before the invasion. Before Congress allocates billions more, it should closely examine how the previous funds have been misspent. The U.S. lost track of roughly $9 billion given to Iraqi ministries for reconstruction, a government report disclosed this week. Iraqi auditors who should have overseen the money weren't even working at the time it was doled out. 20% of total reconstruction spending has been lost to corruption. So much for exporting open democracy. Hopefully the new $80 billion will go toward hiring a few more auditors. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Auric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Auric XL.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold. Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy. And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, Jim, what are your fourth quarter volume figures?
5.
5 million?
A 6.
Wait, you just said 5.
11. You doubled down on 11, right?
Jim, yeah, are you even listening to me?
What? Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I just booked my Vegas trip on Expedia.
I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah, I booked a flight after work with a room right on the strip. Saved a ton of cash, too.
Well, at least you're working on something.
Make your ideal trip happen on Expedia. Get the most travel options anywhere and save when you book your flight and hotel together.
Expedia.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Democrats respond. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says George W. Bush is gambling with Social Security. In the opposition response after the Bush State of the Union speech, Reid charges that Bush's proposed overhaul is really Social Security roulette. In the State of the Union speech, Bush called for action on Social Security. His plan would cut guaranteed retirement benefits for younger Americans, but not affect checks for people 55 and older. Republicans repeatedly jumped to their feet, cheering and applauding. Democrats stayed in their seats, some protesting out loud as Bush was rattling off some details of his take on Social Security. However, just a couple of fact checks. Nowhere in the speech did he give the other side of the equation that Social Security benefits for those workers would be reduced as a result of his plan. He said your account will provide money for retirement over and above the check you get from Social Security, without explaining that check would be smaller. Declaring Social Security will go broke if nothing's done, Bush said by 2042, the entire system would be exhausted and bankrupt, but in fact, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office forecast Social Security as it would be able to pay 73% of benefits in 2042 and stay solvent for 10 years beyond that. Bush in the speech also vowed to promote moral values in his second term.
Government is not the source of these values, but government should never undermine them. Because marriage is a sacred institution and the foundation of society, it should not be redefined by activist judges. For the good of families, children, and society, I support a constitutional amendment to protect the institution of marriage.
But Bush acknowledged ahead of time votes are not there yet to win congressional passage of that amendment. He also spoke on immigration and tougher enforcement.
It is time for an immigration policy that permits temporary guest workers to fill jobs Americans will not take, that rejects amnesty, that tells us who is entering and leaving our country, and that closes the border to drug dealers and terrorists.
On the war in Iraq, Bush says he will not set an artificial timetable for leaving, saying that to do so would embolden the terrorists and make them believe they can wait us out. Top military officials say the Army coming up short in recruiting National Guard forces. The Army Vice Chief of Staff Richard Cody told lawmakers in Washington staffing the next rotation of guardsmen and reservists to serve in Iraq will be, as he said, painful. In Turkey, authorities reportedly found and disarmed a bomb in a nightclub near a U.S. airbase where hundreds of U.S. troops are based, the semi-official news agency says. Police are looking for a man and a woman in connection with the bomb in Turkey. The U.S. military says it is taking protective measures. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order Liquid Sleep now and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know the year just passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. We're talking about Bush's State of the Union talk tonight. From Larry in Chicago, regarding tonight's State of the Union address, it's not the most interesting takeaway at all, but didn't you find the complete absence of all the God talk interesting? Of course, we've known that all of that prior God talk, religious inspiration, and God's on our side dribble was all a sham. Nothing more than an attempt by Bush to make this resident president into a lame duck. I don't get that part. Funny, isn't it? The religious right must be wondering what happened to their God-fearing commander-in-chief. Yeah, I didn't listen to very much of it, but... No God talk? And of course, I'm sure you all have seen this. Voting in Baghdad last Sunday was linked to receipt of food rations. Now, several voters have made this claim, and of course, American media will never report this. Foreign media reports it. Very little of this gets out. This is from Interpress Service. But many Iraqis said on Monday that their names were marked on a list provided by the government agency that provides monthly food rations before they were allowed to vote. And it quotes a couple of people here. Many Iraqis had expressed fears before the election that their monthly food rations would be cut if they did not vote. They said they had to sign voter registration forms in order to pick up their food supplies. Another thing that's going on right now, you know, it's the votes are being counted in tabulator, right? And reports are coming in from certain precincts that there weren't enough voting machines, and people stood in long lines, and right? Oh God! Oh! 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 What do you want to bet that See, most of the people that voted weren't voting for candidates. There weren't any. There weren't any candidates. How many candidates were there, Kathy? 7,000 or something? They had 111 political parties, and they didn't identify the people associated with the political parties for fear that they would be shot or blown up or drive-by or bombed or whatever. So the people who did this voting... Oh, you bastards with your ink-stained fingers in that State of the Union. I can't get that on my mind. Those fat, filthy white Republicans standing there. I don't know why I said fat. I guess just fat in their brains, that's all. These filthy white Republican men, for the most part, standing there with their fingers up in the air. As if they would do something like that in the real world. As if they would send their sons or daughters, or they themselves. If this country were ever taken over by an occupying power, those thugs would head for the basement up there in Martinsville, West Virginia, or someplace where that super hidey hole is built for these cowards in the United States Senate and the House, especially the Republicans. The Democrats have provided more people to go to war than you can count. What do the Republicans have? John McCain? And that old man who used to be married to Elizabeth Taylor, John Warner, on the Senate Armed Services Committee. I guess he served in the Navy, right? But there they stood tonight. The exploitation of the mom and dad of the dead Marine sergeant was horrifying. But these smarmy, snarky, sneering white male Republicans standing there with their purple ink-stained index fingers. Oh, my God, I wish I would have had. I did have, in my mind, I had a super machete. I saw that part. I said to Kathy, what the hell's going on? They're giving them the finger. Oh, never mind. No, they're not. Okay. But, you know, watching that scene, I just had this wonderful fantasy of a machete and just like an avenging angel flying through the House and Senate chambers with that machete flashing, you know, whack, 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 whack. Big pile of fingers on the floor there. And then there's this. This is a San Diego NBC television affiliate. At a panel discussion in San Diego Tuesday, a top Marine general tells an audience, and among other things, quote, it is fun to shoot some people, end quote. The comment was made by Lieutenant General James Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S, came in reference to fighting insurgents in Iraq. He went on to say, quote, actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. I like brawling, close quote. And then he said, quote, you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. End quote. About 200 people gathered for the discussion held at San Diego Convention Center. While many military members laughed at the comments, a military expert interviewed by NBC called the comments flippant. Retired Admiral Edward Martin said, I was a little surprised. I don't think any of us who have ever fought in wars liked to kill anybody. Mattis leads Camp Pendleton's 1st Marine Division in Iraq. He's in charge of the Marine Corps Combat Development and is based in Quantico, Virginia. It's fun to kill people. It's fun to shoot people. This is what we have been reduced to in this country. Religious leaders, Christian religious leaders, who are nothing but swill-eating pigs. Political leaders who have reduced the country to a fascist state. Military leaders who see Christ or God in cloud formations over various countries and who say the enemy in Iraq is not Saddam or the insurgent fighters, but the devil, that Satan himself is walking the streets. Or saying that killing is fun. This is what we've become. A business community. It's okay to steal, you know, whether it's Enron or WorldCom, it doesn't make any difference. It's okay to steal. We can rip off as many people as we want to. Did Neil Bush do it with the Silverado savings and loan? How much did he get? A billion? How much did he have to pay back? Nothing. How much time did he serve? None. What was his penalty? Oh, he was told the banking commission said he couldn't get around banks again. This is what's happened. How are we going to get it back? I don't know. Is it worth fighting for? Is it worth fighting for? Is it worth fighting to get it back? And we have 14 states, or 13, or whatever the hell it was, put on their ballots last November state constitutional amendments to stop gay people from forming legal unions. What do you call it, marriage or ketchup? I don't give a damn what you call it. But to give to gay couples the same legal rights. Nobody wants your damn stinking religious rights. Nobody's asking for your filthy religious rights, you exclusive thugs. A self-respecting gay couple that wants to have their union sanctified by a minister of God will find one. And it's not a Baptist or a Methodist or a Presbyterian or a Lutheran. They don't need you people. But that's what happened? Does anybody know? Alan is calling from Washington. Alan, welcome to the program. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, they're supposed to have a pool camera guy on the State of the Union, and it sure seemed like every time only the Republicans were standing up, that they panned over to that side, and you could barely see the Democrats sitting on their hands. I don't know how the liberal media moniker can possibly stick.
Well, because we Americans are dumber than a pile of dog droppings. We allow things like Fox News Channel to be on the air. We keep it going with our money. There's nothing in this country that you and I or people of like mind dislike, Alan, that isn't kept going by all of our money. You take the money away from anything in a capitalist society, and that thing dies. Okay? Money is the life blood. So, the fact that this nonsense goes on only means one thing. We have 300 million people in this country who keep feeding the demon. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back, Alan. All right? We got to take a break here. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
An OnStar Conversation, September 18th, 2004.
OnStar Center, this is Veronica.
Just the police, I had an accident.
Okay, sir. Do you need emergency services?
I hit my head, I'm bleeding.
One moment, sir.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
911.
This is Veronica with OnStar. I have a subscriber on the line who's had an accident.
Is anybody injured?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got EMS on the way.
Could you call my wife?
Yes.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
I have your wife on the line.
Nikki.
Yes?
I got in the car accident.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, I'm on my way there now. Has emergency services reached you?
Yeah, they're here now.
Please know we're here whenever you need us.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day, we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? 21 past the hour, we're talking with Alan, who's calling from Washington. Alan, pick it up. Where were we?
Well, hey, I just wanted to say that I think old George has overreached on the Social Security issue, because being born with the silver spoon, he doesn't understand how a working class guy like myself really needs to rely on that in retirement. And when he gives it, like, well, don't worry, if you're 55 and older, we're not going to touch you. I talk to an old guy at coffee every morning, and he's a 70-year-old retired bulldozer driver, and he says, hey, if they're going to screw you, they'll screw me. So I'm seeing somebody getting screwed, and I'm going to stand up. The old people aren't going to say, oh, it's okay if you screw with the kids as long as you don't screw us.
Right.
They're going to stand up. He don't understand how important this is to us. They don't even act like it's that money that they've been adding extra every year to my payroll tax means anything. He's acting like 2018's when it starts going bad. No, it starts going bad at 2042 unless he wants to say the full faith and credit of the United States of America is no good anymore, because they've been giving me trust. They've been paying T-bills with that, paying down the debt.
Right, right.
You know, I've been paying since I've been 13. I'm 40 now. And now he can't take away my retirement. I'm going to fight this one.
Good for you. I think anybody who believes in saving at least a few threads of the social fabric that used to weave this this country together would fight to retain Social Security. The most successful insurance program, if you want to call it that, or social justice program, if you want to call it that, that has ever been put together And the fact that it exists in a capitalist society is the part that's mind-boggling. Capitalism demands none of this nonsense, like Social Security. It's not allowed. And the only reason Social Security is there is because of FDR, another rich white man, but he had the sense to understand that if the proletariat, that's you and me, if we don't have at least some sense of security, we might take up weapons and overthrow this this government. There was almost a second revolution in this country during the Depression. So Roosevelt, I'm not putting him down or selling him short or trying to disparage his name. But part of the reason that Roosevelt enacted so many of the social programs, and especially Social Security, was to get people to put their guns down or not pick them up to begin with. But Social Security in a capitalist society, which is what we live in, we don't live in a free market society or a free enterprise society. That's a joke. We live in the most raw form of capitalism. A society that uses the rawest form of capitalism, and it's really gotten bad since NAFTA and the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, since GATT and NAFTA. Those two pieces of legislation have utterly and absolutely destroyed the common social fabric in this country, and the only thing that's left is Social Security. And these vultures, these bloodsuckers, these filthy, filthy people, Bush and his gang and the National Association of Manufacturers and the National Chamber of Commerce, they don't want this Social Security because it's communist, it's socialist, it is not capitalism in its purest form. And they will try everything they can. They have been trying. You know, it's my understanding that there were either zero or only a handful of Republicans who voted for Social Security back in the 30s when Roosevelt and the Democrats in Congress put it out for a vote. If I'm not mistaken, not a single Republican voted for it. Now, there may have been a couple. I don't know. I'm sure somebody will send me, whatever the numbers were. But they've been trying to destroy it since the 1930s.
You know, what I'd like to say is that this is the perfect Marie Antoinette let them eat cake moment.
Yeah.
She didn't understand, you know, the peasants are revolting over not having bread. Bread is the staff of life. If you don't have bread, well, you have nothing left to, you might as well take up the pitchfork.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're going to take away our Social Security, you know, that's our security. He wants to go into the stock market with Enron and all that jazz.
Right.
You know, come on.
Well,
look,
I don't.
All they got to do is take the cap off of Social Security and say the Democrats should be saying, "Look,
yeah,
it's only fair that everybody pay the exact same rate on Social Security.
Sure,
everybody pays the exact same rate. Not rich people get to pay a little tiny percentage of their income, and then the working stiff's got to pay 12%." Because the employer's got to match your portion.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Half of the amount, you don't even see half of it. But, you know, in economics they teach you the employer looks at your total cost, not what your net is, not what you get
from
the end of your
absolutely.
Paycheck.
Alan, I have to leave it there. We have to break. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate you checking in. But Alan hit on something very important there. The reason the National Chamber of Commerce, National Association of Manufacturers, the reason they are throwing everything they can into destroying Social Security is the fact that they have to match whatever the contribution. What is it, 12.5%? And Alan's right. It shouldn't cut off at 90 grand. What about the people that make 95, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 2 million, 6 million? Why aren't they paying?
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Thank you.
The Maturity Report.
Now, I'm certain that most Bush supporters don't know thing one about the tax code or anything, and I don't know these things until I read them either. But I do take a goodly portion of every day to learn about my world and learn about my government and learn about my tax code and all of these things because it seems like a really productive use of my time. It's like flossing or going to the gym, neither of which I do, although I always tell people I floss.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. This is from Lisa in Minnesota. Mike, longtime listener, just wanted to tell you that Bush is coming here to Fargo, North Dakota tomorrow. We are protesting in a big way. I listen and watch his stupid State of the Union speech tonight, and he gets no pass here in the red state of North Dakota. That sickness of parading a dead soldier's family on stage sent me into a rage I can't even explain. I will take this rage with me to greet him tomorrow. All right, now, Lisa, remember where you live. You don't live in a free society. So be cool. I understand the rage. I do. We've got to get this out here. Then back to your phone calls. The letter to Congress from the Project for the New American Century, that's PNAC, that's the right wing. It's a Nazi organization. And what is really weird is so many of the people in this Nazi organization are Jewish. And you would think that after what happened on this planet in the 30s and 40s, that the last thing they would be advocating would be fascism. But that's exactly what they're advocating. Now, there are a lot of Christians who do the same thing. It's just the Christians, except for the... Well, I can't think of a time when Christians... Well, okay, go back to Rome and the lions, for God's sake. How many Christians died in Rome? 30? You know, I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. It's always the Christians who are killing everybody else. But the Christians are involved in this, too. And I'm specifically mentioning religions here because they specifically tout their religion. So the Jewish fundamentalists in PNAC, the Christian fundamentalists in PNAC, are as sick and degenerate as the Muslim fundamentalists who are committing murder and mayhem against innocent civilians. They're all sick. Every one of these sons of bitches, are all sick. I hate them all. It's nothing but murder, more murder. Way, way off topic here. A letter to Congress on increasing U.S. ground forces. This is from the thugs at Project for a New American Century. They're the ones who came up with the USA Patriot Act. They're the ones who came up with the war against Afghanistan and Iraq. They're the ones who are pushing for an invasion of Iran. They're the ones pushing for war with Syria. They're the ones, okay? Dear Senator Frist, Senator Reid, Speaker Hastert, and Representative Pelosi, I've just got a couple of lines here. The United States military is too small for the responsibilities we are asking it to assume. Our national security, global peace and stability, and the defense and promotion of freedom. In the post-9/11 world, require a larger military force than we have today. The administration, the Bush administration, has unfortunately resisted increasing our ground forces to the size needed to meet today's and tomorrow's missions and challenges. So we write to ask you and your colleagues in the legislative branch to take the steps necessary to increase substantially the size of the active duty Army and Marine Corps. It is our judgment we should aim for an increase in the active duty Army and Marine Corps of at least 25,000 troops each year over the next several years. And it goes on. Now, not one of these sick white devils will contribute their son or their daughter. And not one of them who are the driving force. There's a couple of retired military people in this group of monsters. It's signed by 30 people. And I see one or two that have USA retired or USMC retired or whatever after their names. But for the most part, these are the people who want a Sergeant Norwood's parents to give up their sons. They want you, if you have a son. They want me. I'll smash my son's head before I let him go. They want us to give up our children. Not them. Not them. But these war-making, sick, degenerate people, Jew, Christian, Muslim, whatever the hell they are destroying all of us. Destroying all of us. Man. So, what this letter is about are these little worms at PNAC. They want a draft. They want more bodies. They're insisting on a draft. We got to have more bodies. The Marine Corps, for the first time in how long? I heard this the other day. Missed last month or last quarter their recruitment quota. For the first time in how long? I don't remember the story. So you remember, Kathy? A long period of time, the Marine Corps, the Army Reserve, the Army National Guard, all the Reserve and National Guard branches of service are down below replacement quotas or what's needed. That's the reason for the stop-loss stuff. That's the reason we are driving our soldiers and Marines insane, so that when they finally do get out, the ones that survive will come home and kill their wives, kill their children, commit mass murder, walk into a McDonald's with an assault rifle and open fire, or blow up the Murrah Federal Building, the equivalent of the Murrah Federal Building, somewhere in the United States. Or if none of that, we'll go quietly insane. Because the services provided to veterans, regardless of what the pig said tonight in his SOTU speech, the services provided veterans are being cut every single day. They're being trashed and destroyed. So when these men, and to a lesser degree women, come home from this kind of debauchery, and they have their dreams and their nightmares and their terrors and the sounds of death and destruction and dead children and arms and legs and eyeballs and old people smashed up against walls and dead civilians ricocheting around in their heads, there's nowhere to turn. Nowhere. And PNAC wants more. We want more. More death. More destruction. More Army. More Marines. What's happened to our country? Yo, truth seeker, what has happened to our country? And none of these people have their sons or daughters or nephews or nieces in the military. Not one of these murderous swine. But they want your kid, and they want mine, and they want Sergeant Norwood to the thousandth power. They want as many Sergeant Norwoods as they can get their filthy, disgusting, blood-soaked, fingers, ink-stained hands on. I wish every one of the pigs in that SOTU meeting tonight that raised their index finger with the ink stain, every one of those pigs should be sent to Parris Island, South Carolina, or to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Give them the basic course, arm the bastards, put them on a troop transport, and send them to Iraq and dump them into the street. Take your ink-stained finger, you cowardly morons, and use it to pull a trigger. And you know how long they would live once they hit the streets? 18 seconds? 3 days? And there they were. It's just sick. Sam is calling from the Twin Cities. That would be Minneapolis, St. Paul. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was listening to the State of Denial address tonight, and
right.
And I was thinking, you know, over and over again, it's almost like a computer. He keeps on using the same words over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurs to me, you know, I've heard these words bounced around a lot because it seems like they want us to all use the same words because then they can control the entire debate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I was thinking, you know, instead of just, you know, falling into that trap, I think we need to attack Bush's strengths and turn them into weaknesses the way Rove would do. You know, like, you know, Rove presents Bush as a strong father figure. I think we should turn him into your, or call him what he really is, as an abusive father. You know?
Well, I agree with that, and I think a lot of people who work in what's left of the liberal media, that would be this network and a few scattered outposts, I think that's what we do. But our voices are so overwhelmed by the standard corporate media that even though we say that, some of us are saying exactly what you're suggesting, the huge, huge majority of the American people are not hearing it. They're hearing one side and one side only, and it's a drumbeat, and it's hypnotic, and most people who don't have a clue about the issues will continue to support this a move to fascism in this country because because they're ignorant.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but I think also part of the problem is that the right wing does one thing really well, which is they know how to put aside their differences long enough to stick to one particular issue that they want to focus on, whether it's for a day or a week or however long.
Right.
You know, and they can negotiate compromise long enough to all agree that, hey, guys, here's the playbook. We're all going to agree that we're going to use the same.
Right, page. What facilitates that and what makes it happen is the fact that when they do decide on their filthy, degenerate message, they have the full, certain, and abiding cooperation of media in this country. You cannot find a dissenting voice on corporate media anywhere. The only place you're going to find it is Bernie Ward or Ray Talaferro or Nancy Skinner or Peter Werby or this network.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And that's about it.
Well,
so I don't know. I hear what you're saying, man. We've got to figure out a way to beat them, and beat them we will, because to not beat them means that we give up everything that this country has tried to get to. Hey, thanks for checking in, Sam. I got a break here.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 10 before the hour. You know, Bush stands up there tonight and, among other things, talks about freedom or democracy or whatever perversion of that institution he was referring to in Afghanistan, Iraq, the occupied territories in Israel, Palestine, and what else did he mention? Ukraine. But here at home, examples of freedoms that Bush and his fellow neo-Nazis in Congress have already destroyed. Here they are very quickly. Freedom of association. A government now may monitor religious and political institutions, whether there's any suspicious activity going on or not. This is part of their, to assist in so-called terror investigations. Freedom of information. He's destroyed that. Government has closed the once public immigration hearings, has secretly sent people to jail without charges, has encouraged bureaucrats to resist public records questions, freedom of speech. This is another freedom that Bush has destroyed. Government may prosecute, for example, librarians or the keepers of any other records if they refuse to tell or if they do tell readers that some branch of this Nazi government has subpoenaed information about them, the reader. Not only do librarians have to assist in the conspiracy of silence, or I should say, not only do they have to turn over records, they've got to also participate in this conspiracy of silence. So speech is gone. The right to legal representation. The Bush thugs now have made it a part of official policy that they can monitor federal prison conversations between somebody incarcerated and their lawyer. And if they think that the lawyer is saying something that might be helpful in their investigation or might contain information they want, that conversation is no longer private. Freedom from unreasonable searches. This is another one the Bush crime family has destroyed. The Bush thugs now may search and seize American citizens' private papers, writings, email records, whatever, intercept and open your mail, come into your home with no probable cause, without warrants. All they have to do is say to the secret court, well, we're conducting a terror investigation. And, you know, Mike Malloy's name came up 30 times removed, but his name came up, so we want a warrant to go search his house. The right to a speedy and public trial, gone. God, I don't have to tell you about that one, do I? The Bush thugs may jail Americans or anyone else indefinitely without a trial, without even charges, without even an indictment. The right to liberty. Americans can be jailed without being charged or being able to confront witnesses. This has happened, damn it! It's already happened! And this thug stands there playing president tonight, talking about freedom is on the march. And what did he say at the inauguration? He has planted the flag of liberty. No, don't say it, Mike. Don't say it. Don't say what you're going to say. Don't. You want to keep working. Planted the flag of liberty? I'll tell you what you where you've planted the flag. No, don't do it. Okay, let's go to a phone call here very quick before I... Lowell is calling from Tampa, Florida, our bureau chief down there. Hey, Lowell, how you doing?
Hey, long time no hear, Mike.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yep, tonight was definitely something. You thought that the inauguration 2 weeks ago was an exercise in masturbation. That was nothing compared to the genital stroking tonight. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just like... And
did you like that part where the Republicans were holding up their index fingers with lizard blood on the ends? Did you like that?
Yeah, I love that. I was holding up my middle finger And exploiting that family. I mean, it took every ounce of willpower I had not to throw something at the TV set.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable. And to add insult to injury, a Republican friend of mine called me after the whole thing was over, and this is, Bush had a great speech. He was just beautiful, and I can't believe you can't believe in his mission, the free the Iraqi people. They had elections, and I can't believe you're not supporting this. I said, well, why should I support something that's not real?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've tried to explain to them once again. The ends doesn't justify the means. Bush lied to get us in there for God knows what purpose, and sacrificing 1,400 of our guys, 100,000 Iraqis, just so they could have elections. Do you really think that's the case here? And he says, yeah. What other reason could he have to be there?
You need to get a new friend.
I'm thinking about that. I mean, this is a guy I've known since high school.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I agree with that. But
because
what's the one I'm looking for?
Propaganda?
Yeah, he's been totally brainwashed in this whole thing, and just like he said, he met Bush and both Bushes, George and Jeb, our Fuhrer state of Florida here. Yeah. And he said, they're great guys. I said, yeah, great guys who commit mass murder. And he says, I can't believe you. Why can't you support Bush?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Lo, I have to leave it there. But listen, trust me on this. I've lost friends in the past 3 years where I had the same situation as you're talking about. Trust me, you need to break off the friendship before it gets so vile that when your friend comes out of the ether, you won't be able to patch things up. Think about that. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, pal. Don't be a stranger. Well, we have to break here. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You can go to a lot of places for tires, but if you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, only one place is the best. Your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell, and we'll beat it. The genuine challenge at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. See participating dealer for details through 313.05.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. He's such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Bush pushed Social Security to the top tier of issues he wants Congress to tackle in the coming year. In his State of the Union address, he warned that the current system is headed toward bankruptcy unless something is done now. He outlined his plan for personal retirement accounts.
Here's how the idea works. Right now, a set portion of the money you earn is taken out of your paycheck to pay for the Social Security benefits of today's retirees. If you're a younger worker, I believe you should be able to set aside part of that money in your own retirement account so you can build a nest egg for your own future.
And the president said his administration will strive to make the economy more flexible, more competitive, and more innovative.
I will send you a budget that holds the growth of discretionary spending below inflation, makes tax relief permanent, and stays on track to cut the deficit in half by 2009.
The president also noted that since the 9/11 attacks, his administration has set up the Homeland Security Department and reformed intelligence agencies. He also talked about more border security and air marshals. Bush pointed out that many of al-Qaeda's leaders have been removed and others are being hunted. The ACLU and other watchdog groups have won a victory against the U.S. government in a legal case concerning records of Iraqi detainees. Priscilla Huff has that story.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed what's called a Freedom of Information Act request. The watchdog group is using the request to obtain government files about the U.S. military's treatment of prisoners, fearing that the abuse of detainees is systemic. The CIA had refused to turn over the documents about Iraqi prisoners, saying an exception in the law allowed them to retain the files if they pertain to national security. A federal judge found the CIA did not follow proper procedure to earn that exception. The ACLU is continuing its legal battle to obtain other government records which may contain information about the possible abuse of prisoners. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
20 people were injured Wednesday in a commuter plane crash at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. The jet skidded off the runway during takeoff, burst through a fence, and crossed a busy highway before finally crashing into a building. Obesity is expected to decrease life expectancy in the U.S. One of the world's top experts on the subject said he and his colleagues believe life expectancy will begin to decline within the next 50 years. Currently, females in the U.S. are expected to live 80 years. while men are expected to live 74 and a half years. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright.
Yeah, revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. JK sent an email in, said, "Hi, Mike. Two highlights," quotes around the word highlights, "two highlights of the night. John Kerry looking like a whipped dog as he applauded Bush, and the chimp himself hugging and glad-handing the obsequious Joe Lieberman. I could only stare with a combination of disgust and shame and wonder how either of these guys hoped to be president." Yeah, somebody, I was looking at some various threads around the internet, bulletin boards and stuff, and Bush, or was it Lieberman, they kissed each other? Did you see that, Kathy? It was, this little homoerotic thing that men do. You know, men are so afraid, men, and this is in Western culture and Christian cultures, are so afraid of showing any kind of direct face-on, heads-up affection. But I have also noticed that some of these right-wingers almost seem to flaunt that. And I don't know why they do it. I know it's not sincere. Lieberman is don't, Mike. Just don't. I've had to draw myself in several times tonight. I am just so close to the edge here. I know it doesn't sound like it. I was hoping tonight to give the red ass to at least one flying monkey who might call in and want to challenge your humble and obedient servant here on any level. Because if there's anything that's more fun than giving a monkey red ass, I don't know what it is. I really don't, not anymore. I used to know of things that were more fun than giving a monkey red ass, but I can't think of those things anymore. So we were hoping tonight, both Kathy and I, that one of these knuckle-dragging right-wingers would call in and talk about how talk about how wonderful George Bush's speech was. So anyway, for you lurkers out there, and you are legion, you're like the demons that infested the herd of pigs until they were driven out by who did that? Jesus. You know, you lurkers, if any of you had the courage, God gave a piss ant, the phone number is 866-303-2270. I would love to hear what you have to say, as stupid as it is, about your Lord and Savior George Bush tonight delivering his State of the Union speech. So an open and direct challenge to any sway-backed, cowardly right-winger. I make it easy for him to call in, don't I? You know, give us a call. We'll put you on the air and administer a very severe case of red ass to you, and then you'll feel much better. I know you folks love bondage and discipline anyway, so all right-wingers do. You love to be tied up and hurt. So give me a call. Not that there's anything wrong with that, you know. God, now I'm going to get emails from all the sex workers saying, well, that's what I do for a living. Okay, all right, you know. We may even have an open line in case one of you thugs want to call in. Joshua is calling from San Francisco. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Mike Malone.
Hey.
My favorite voice of outrage.
Right.
Thank you for putting the noun fascism back on the public airwaves. I didn't think that would happen.
Well, here it is.
I've been spending the last 3 years studying the art of propaganda, psychology, and the politicians who use it to try and figure out how we got where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for covering the crimes du jour. It's really hard. They come so fast. It's
oh, don't they? They're just one after another, like
yeah,
tsunamis.
It's just a deluge, and of course that's the idea, is to keep you just backing off from the hose of atrocity. So you get depressed and outraged and disabled and just don't know what to do about it. That's
right.
The intent. I'd like very much, if you would, please, Mike, every night to recap some information at the top of the show so everybody who tunes in knows just really what we're dealing with, who it is, and why. A lot of people have finally figured out, oh, these people in the White House, these are the same people who under Reagan Bush built up Saddam, built up Osama bin Laden, and then are playing the white hat hero by going after them and then taking over resources and territory that they used to hold for them, namely oil in the Middle East.
Isn't it interesting how Osama bin Laden's name, nor was Saddam's, as far as I know, even mentioned tonight?
Well, of course. Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of us watched tonight and the inauguration address and thought, wow, this is Deutschland über alles. This sounds mm-hmm. really scary. This sounds really familiar. This sounds really 1938. Well, the connection is, of course, that exactly the same game was played in World War II, that all the U.S. corporations, including H.W.'s father, Prescott Bush, were the bankers who financed the rise of Hitler,
absolutely,
let him destroy Europe so that they could make Europe an economic subset of the U.S. under the Marshall Plan. This is
mm-hmm.
the same scam happening again. And then they learned that the use of propaganda by having the CIA infiltrate the entire mainstream media, truth seekers, write it down, put it in your search engines, Operation Mockingbird. They got control of CBS, ABC, NBC, Associated Press, UPI, you name it, Newsweek, and it's still going on. That's why this is not a Rupert Murdoch Fox News new phenomenon. They've been controlling what all Americans think and their attitudes in order to have permanent war against whatever the enemy is, the Red Scare, socialist, terror, whatever it is,
right,
in order to keep people adrenalized, ready to give up their civil rights in a police state and send their boys, their 18, 19-year-old children, off to do what they just did in Fallujah and Abu Ghraib. It's an old, old story. So it's Operation Mockingbird. Write it down, search it up, and you'll find out why for three generations now of wall-to-wall lie matrix and propaganda, we have a nation that applauds a guy who's committing war crimes and eliminating the Bill of Rights right before our very eyes.
And that, isn't that wonderful?
More for you, Mike, but that's what I really want you to keep at the top of every show.
Okay.
A recap of who this is and why they're doing what they're doing.
Yowza. Yowza, Mr. Joshua. I definitely will do it. Thanks, Joshua. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. If I have to say, though, Josh, if I were to put at the top of every program, everything that people insist I put at the top of every program, the only thing we would have for 3 hours would be the top of the program. You understand what I'm saying? But I appreciate what you had to say. Usually what I do is I don't put that at the top of the program, but I do rely on you and other people to call in and make the points. It's much more effective when it comes from you anyway. You know, I mean, I'm just the guy behind the mic. When you bring it up as a topic, when you discuss it, it's much more important and much more effective. Michelle is calling from Cypress, California. Michelle, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. You know, I just have to compliment you. I just love your intro music and your departure music. You just
needed
to hear that.
Yeah.
And I called in on the subject a while back. You were talking about the evil white men, and you know, I really could relate with you on that, in the sense that every time I see these white men, you know, I scream to my husband, look at the white faces, you know,
right.
Where is the representation?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you touched on FDR in the sense of with Social Security, and that, you know, he did it for his own needs, really. I mean, for their initiatives, because of his fear of upheaval from the people, from the
right.
How did you say it?
The proletariat. Sure. You know what? You know what these right wing thugs today refuse to acknowledge is that the programs Roosevelt put in place are the only things that saved capitalism.
Yeah.
Had it not been for Roosevelt, this country would have gone socialist or communist in terms of economic system a long time ago. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back to you, Michelle. We'll continue the conversation. I have to break here. Yes, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Girl, I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world. I'm not kidding.
Do you want the best in truth-telling independent news? Subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In this issue, see how cities nationwide are forcing homeowners off their land to build strip malls. Learn how our government supports a violent West African dictatorship for access to its oil. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero.
all the room you need.
Get more Vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, Vroom.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now. As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. I'm gonna leave the city.
21 past the hour. Did Bush mention tonight in his gibbering? I'm coming right back to you, Michelle. Hold on just a second. In his gibbering about the nations in the so-called coalition of the willing that are withdrawing their troops. They're citing the costs in lives and money of operating for nearly 2 years inside Iraq. But the Dutch are withdrawing. Who else? Hungarian soldiers left in December. Ukraine has begun plans to withdraw its 1,600 troops. Poland has decided to cut its force of 17 from 2,400. Even the UK is looking forward to a time when its 9,000 troops can leave. It says here in whatever the hell I'm reading. It says British Prime Minister Tony Blair told the Financial Times newspaper recently that he is willing to discuss, quote, timelines, end quote, for the withdrawal of British troops. And there's about 9,000 of them there. But the countries that have already withdrawn, you know, Dominican Republic, Honduras, Hungary, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Philippines, Spain, Thailand, So I just wonder if I didn't hear Bush mention that the coalition of the willing was becoming the coalition of the hell no, we've had enough. All right, back to Michelle in Cyprus. Michelle, sorry for talking on your dime, but go ahead. Where were we?
Oh, no. Don't worry about it. I like listening. You can ask my husband because I tell him, oh, there's my man. I got to listen to my man. My son. But he's my everything, just to clarify.
Good.
We were talking on the subject of FDR and his fear, and I wanted to present something to you because you said FDR supported and brought about Social Security and the whole process of helping those people during the Depression. And I believe that the reason why Bush and his people do not fear it, they may have feared it before, that type of upheaval from the populace, but the reason why they don't is because they put things in place, such as the Patriot Act. You know, the Patriot Act is what can hold on to the people. It can suppress them, as you were saying. You know, there have been people that have been taken custody without any rights, adhering to any rights. And then the next step is dividing the people.
Look, right.
They've divided us.
Yeah.
My family, the young man was talking to you about his friend. My family. We're all divided. Divided, we fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to tell you, you said it, the evil white men. And, Mike, we love you out here. We need your voice. We love your call screener. She's such a sweetheart. And
Where is Cyprus?
It's right by Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Right by. I always tell people I live in Long Beach.
Okay.
Because it's a liberal area, but I just wanted to say Cyprus tonight. So if there were any of those conservative idiots, Zionists, listening, they'd know Michelle was on the air saying what she tells the neighbors that are like, oh, my God, here she comes.
Oh, boy. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Michelle.
Thank
don't be a stranger. Take care. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Luke.
The thing that amazed me in watching all this is I'm sitting there going to myself, all right, now this is the same George Bush that bankrupted three companies. This is the same George Bush that left the state of Texas over $10 billion in debt.
Right.
This is the same George Bush that his one success he claims is the Texas Rangers, where he got daddy's friends to steal the land that the family would not sell to the Texas Rangers for their stadium. This is the same George Bush that cries, I don't want Social Security to put a debt on your children, but oh, by the way, well, I'm wanting to borrow another $500 billion this year, bringing well over $2 trillion in debt that I've already accrued just in the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I am still waiting for one person anywhere on the national news to bother bringing any of this up, and this is the guy I'm supposed to trust my retirement to?
I hear you.
I mean, I'd sooner trust his brother Neil, and he's a crook that's been convicted.
Right.
I mean, you said, what kind of world are we in? I expect to look over in the corner and see Rod Sterling standing there smoking a cigarette going, welcome to the zone.
Right, I mean,
one thing got me was I'm sitting here, because I'm on a dial-up, I'm having to watch the idiot box while I was waiting for you all.
Right.
And I'm sitting here watching, oh, the jiggling jackass, as I call him, Mr. Scarborough, on their after-hours show on MSNBC.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I'm sitting here watching. He's got him, and they got Ron Reagan, who's his balance.
Right.
Ron Reagan, as I call him, an Alan Combs liberal. I pretend to be a liberal for TV.
Right.
Even though Ron Reagan is, but he's not an assertive person.
No, he's not.
And you've got Pat Buchanan and Barnacle from the Boston Globe.
Yeah, the plagiarist. Nice lineup, huh, Luke?
Yeah, but it's one of these things. If we get Howard Dean in, who I hope we do, I don't think he's perfect, but I think he's the best of what they've got. The choices are.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to write a letter to all these people that go on these shows and tell them, if there's not an equal balance of liberals and conservatives, don't go.
I hear you, Luke. I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I haven't heard from you for a long time. I remember you from IE America days. You call in again, all right?
Bye.
All right. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Surprise! Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
What's happening, everybody? Yo, it's truly the Groovy Goonie. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be discussing the topic sexuality versus talent. Has sexuality gone too far in the marketing of young female artists? We'll be telling you what we think, and we'll also be asking you what you think. Also, showcasing the music of the one, the only, Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a blast. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Uh-oh, what's this I see on the hotline? It's W. W has called in, as he frequently does. Well, let's get the little booger on the air. W, I hated your speech tonight. I just kind of wish you into hell. I don't know how else to put it. I'm sorry.
How you like me now, Mike?
I don't like you at all.
That was some State of the Union speech I gave tonight. Magic I felt across the room, Republicans and Democrats alike.
Yeah, what about that kiss you put on Lieberman's cheek? Was that like...
That was a magical moment, Mike.
It was?
Magical.
Does he shave real close, or does he have rough cheeks, so to speak?
Rough cheeks, but he's got the softest lips. Luscious, like mangoes.
Like mangoes. I couldn't help but notice, maybe you did too, that John Kerry was applauding some of the stuff you were saying.
Not enough to my liking.
Yeah?
He seemed reticent.
Reticent?
I learned that word. I got Carl Rove bought me a vocabulary of the word day. Thing, a jig on my desk. Reticent was the word today.
And you reference it often, right, W?
I'm a little reticent to do that.
I see. That's real good. So how do you feel about the speech tonight? What do you think were the high points?
You mean other than the Lieberman kiss?
Yes, other than the Lieberman kiss.
I think I stated my case on personalizing Social Security.
Yeah.
I think I made it clear to the American people about the thing that I want to do.
Well, how are you going to sell the lie about Social Security to the younger people? I mean, how are you going to do that? How are you going to trick them?
Personalize.
Personalize?
Personalize. Every Social Security check will be personalized with their name, a little... plastic card and
no,
a coda ring.
No, wait. That already exists, except for the ring.
Well, that's my idea, the decoder ring.
I see. What
it's
about
all personalized. Everything's personalized.
Personalized. I have old people in my family, and they get Social Security checks, and they already have their name on them. Are you aware of that?
So the plan is successful then.
Yeah, it is. All right, what about the disabled folks and the widows and orphans that are getting Social Security checks? What about those people? They're not, you know, it's
the
been...
The people who get Social Security, Mac, will still get Social Security.
Yeah.
But, you know, cripples who are little kids now, if they invest in modest stocks and bonds, like I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
They'll make the more money.
They're kids. What the hell are they supposed to invest?
Allowance. See, if I take 4% of their allowance.
Yeah, okay. All right.
See, they mow the lawn.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. What now? Why not gay marriage? Are you really going to push for that constitutional amendment now that you won the election?
Important, Mike, yeah, for me to state that I am all for all Americans having rights and privileges, unless, of course, they're gay.
Right.
Then they don't get any.
They don't get any?
No.
Uh-huh.
Because they're gay.
Yeah, okay. All right, what about, quickly here, what about stem cell research? What do you have against stem cell research?
If you explain to me what that is.
Never mind. What's the next site for your freedom flag planting? You know, you talked about, I don't know, a speech you gave recently. Maybe it was the inaugural.
I talked in my speech tonight, maybe you remember, about a road to Providence.
Yeah. You were talking about Rhode Island, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's very annoying for me to have to go from Kennebunkport to Boston.
Right, yeah.
So I'm building a road to Providence.
Road to Providence, I understand. Okay. So, but where are you going to plant the next flag of freedom? And I know you've probably had a couple of drinks this late at night, so don't say anything that'll embarrass us. But where are you going to plant that next flag of freedom, W?
Well, it's very important. And I've been talking to a lot of people in the Northeast Corridor.
Yeah.
And I got this idea. I heard this thing about the lesbians with the maple syrup.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put that on the PBS.
That was the SpongeBob. That was the
lesbians on the PBS.
The maple syrup.
I'm thinking, we need to secure our maple syrup supply here in America.
Keep it out of the hands of lesbians, right?
Lesbians and Canadians.
Yeah.
And the flag of freedom will next be planted in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Canada?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how you say it. That's it. All right. Now, can you tell this audience exactly what you mean by your phrase, ownership society? Pardon the expression, what the hell does that mean?
Well, here's the thing, Mike. What separates the wealthy from the poor?
Money?
Owning things.
Oh, owning things.
Wealthy
yeah.
people own things.
Yeah.
Now, if we get poor people to own things, the disparity in wealth will disappear.
But how are you going to do that? I mean, of course, but how are you going to do that?
Well, you have to buy things to own them.
But if you don't have money, if you're poor, where are you going to get the money to buy things to own them?
That's not the issue I'm addressing. The issue I'm addressing is that every American has to own things.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I understand. Just one last thing here, W. What exactly will Laura, or as we call her here at the program, Pickles, what will she be doing with gang members? Can you tell us, or are you too reticent?
Well, you know, Laura has quite a history with driving accidents.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Now, if we can get Laura driving around the mean streets of Los Angeles,
yeah,
she can put out a lot of them gang members. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about running them over?
I'm not saying that explicitly, but I am in... Is it imply or infer? I am inferring that.
I don't know. I don't know. You may be reticent to...
Laura behind the wheel is our greatest asset in eliminating gang members from the streets.
I see. Any last thing you want to leave the audience with tonight? It's way past your bedtime. It is here in the East, anyway.
So hyped from the State of the Union, I can't sleep.
Are you going to dream about Lieberman tonight? That was bizarre to see that. The kiss.
Yes. It was exciting and enticing. It reminded me of the scene in The Godfather.
With Fredo?
Yeah, when Michael kisses Fredo.
Yeah.
He says, I knew it was you, Fredo. And I knew it was you, Joe.
Yeah.
But what I want to leave the American people with is three things. You got to own stuff.
Yeah.
Social Security, it's all going to be personal.
Yeah.
Laura's going to rid the world of gangs.
You're good. Well, W,
that is my three-point plan
yeah.
for the next 4 years.
Well, what about the gay marriage thing? You're not going to really focus on that, are you?
As I've said, full rights for all Americans.
Okay, yeah.
Unless they're gay. Now, it's their choice
yeah.
to be gay. If they don't, gay people can marry. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
People forget that.
They can marry someone who's not gay.
Like on Will and Grace.
That's
my favorite show.
Like on Will and Grace. All right. Well, W, listen, thanks for checking in. I hate you with every fiber of my being, but it's always interesting to hear from you. So you have a...
Freedom is on the march.
Have a real dangerous... Have a real dangerous night tonight, will you, Dub? Huh?
That's the secret.
All right. No, I almost said take care. Don't take care. See you, W. Call in again sometime. Oh, my God. Boy, he sound, I don't know, like Laura popped a couple of Xanax. Well, you know, like he's like an, no offense, don't anybody send me an email. He's like an ADHD person, though, isn't he? Who you know, and he takes Ritalin. Don't write me and tell me that I'm being, you know, hard ass. You know, okay. All right, do we have a monkey? Do we have a monkey on hold? Jason is calling from Maryland. Jason, are you a right-wing monkey? Did you call up for some red ass? What are you doing here?
Well, no, I'm not a monkey.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure that I'm right-wing as far as you would describe it.
Oh, okay, good.
I think I'm very curious as to why you're so angry at Christ Jesus. Or Christians.
Christ, I'm not angry at Christ Jesus at all. And as far as Christians are concerned, the true followers of Christ, I have deep respect for. The ones I'm, don't interrupt me. Christ wouldn't like that. The ones I really don't like are the people who have perverted the peaceful, loving message of Jesus. I hate Christians who are fundamentalists. I hate Jews who are fundamentalists. I hate Muslims who are fundamentalists. Does that answer for you? Have you got more to say?
Well, yes.
All right. Well, let me put you on hold. Now, hold on. Don't overtalk me, Jason. That's nasty, and it shows you have no manners. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back to you right after the break.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids...
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... Somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Thanks to the usual gang, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Linda Blake, who put the show together for us on the New York end. Catherine Bay, executive producer, put it together on this end with the assistance of Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. All right, back to Jason, who is called in from Maryland. Now, you asked me why I was angry with Christ Jesus, and I said I'm not. I just hate hypocrites. You know, that's what, remember when Jesus was 13 years old, his first sermon, he drove the hypocrites out of the temple. Remember that?
That's incorrect.
Oh, bite me. What do you mean it's incorrect?
Well, he was 12 years old when he was teaching the Pharisees, and he cleansed the
okay,
temple.
Okay, well, why did you call me tonight, Jason?
Because I want to know why you're so angry at Christians. And you said that you have great respect for Christ Jesus and for true Christians, but that you hate fundamentalists. And Jesus was the greatest fundamentalist to ever walk the earth.
No, he wasn't. He was a rebel. He was not a fundamentalist at all, you freak. He was fighting against the fundamentalists. Don't forget, Jesus was a Palestinian Jew. Can you say that? Jesus. Shut up, Jason. Jesus was a Jew.
Of course.
And the fundamentalists that he was struggling against were the ones that were destroying the Jewish faith.
No,
all right?
Those were the
now open your brain up, get the sawdust out of it, and try to think. I know that's impossible for you to do.
You're afraid of me.
Afraid of you?
You're talking over top of me. You won't let me speak.
No, this is called the Mike Malloy program, Jason. It's not the Jason program.
I guess that...
You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you have something coherent or rational to say, go ahead.
I don't think there's any substance to anything that you've said, sir.
Now, I'm supposed to listen to that? Do I come to where you work and piss all over the furniture? No, I don't. Why are you doing it here?
I don't know. I was paging through at the AM obscure radio show.
Oh, go away. All right, Jason. Goodbye. Watch out for Christ Jesus. He's going to come and bite you on your butt. Whether or not he was 12 or 13 when he threw the Pharisees out of the temple. Oh, my God. Yeah. What's with these people? Is there no political fundamentalists? See, the political, the right-wing political, the Freeper guys, the Newsmax guys, the Fox News guys, they are terrified to call this program. They're terrified of a little metaphorical red ass, you know? When I go to Bart Cop, I love to read the monkey mail at bartcop.com. Because Bart will give them serious red ass, and they can't, you know, they're so ignorant when they go up against Bart. And you know, I'm kind of like Bart. You know, both he and I are from middle America. We're both from red states. We both have had to work all of our lives. We're both kind of blue collar. Neither one of us have real exemplary vocabularies. But we come up against a right winger, it's so easy to give them red ass, you know? But I don't understand why some of you, you Bush lovers, why you don't try me, you know? Just call up and, you know, let's play, huh? None of you know how you don't know how to present your point of view. What you do, you sound like Scott McClellan.
Who's that, Mike?
You know, you sound like Scott McClellan. Not Christ Jesus. Haru is calling from Sacramento, California. Haru, welcome to the program.
Very much. Wow, that last caller brought up a good point, and unfortunately, it's the point that we're facing as a nation today, is that there is a very large group of people who seem to somehow be completely unaware and completely resistant to awareness.
Haru, let me ask you something. Are you very young, or did you just suck up some helium?
No, I'm very young. You're very young.
Okay.
I'm young, and actually, I wanted to mention that is that I'm young, and I've just recently started taking any sort of notice of politics at all because
right.
You know it's just never really been an issue for me, and it's always kind of made me sick. And
may I ask your age?
Yes, I'm 21. I'm 22.
You're 20. You sound very very young.
I know. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm.
No, no, don't apologize. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's wonderful. For a minute there, no, seriously, when it was a birthday in our house or anniversary or something, and we get those Mylar balloons, and
I also look very young. I people usually guess me at about 17.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So, but anyway, you know, actually, that I when I was in high school and stuff, I used to get really hyped up about politics and about
right.
the travesties in the world. But you know what?
Right.
I just never seemed to get anywhere. And so, at a certain point in my life, when I graduated high school, I ended up actually stopping completely. I didn't watch the news
mm-hmm.
for 1 second. I didn't read one bit of the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
because it just didn't seem like there was any point, first of all, and
right.
second of all, it didn't seem like I could do anything, and certainly at 17 years old, I certainly couldn't. I couldn't even vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my head in the sand like so many people do, even though I was sympathetic to everyone, everybody's travesties that happened in the world. I was
right.
definitely a very sympathetic teenager, but, I mean, there were some circumstances in my life that drove me to that. However, now I've kind of come out of the cave, as so to speak, after quite a few years of just being, you know, in the cave. And I'm scared, Mike. I'm so scared. I don't know. I know you express my fears every day.
Haru, Haru, hey, yo, I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I have not been in the cave. I am terrified.
Yeah. I mean, I feel obviously a lot of regret for lacking in any sort of action. But it seems like such a big monster that I'm seriously, I mean, and the fact that America in general is losing support from the rest of the world makes me think that perhaps there may be a movement to oust America from its powerhouse. I don't know. What do you think about that? Or maybe perhaps...
I think the rest of the world is getting way over the United States. Haru, listen, we have to end the program right now. And I want you to call again, though. Don't be nervous about calling this program. You got a great voice. I want to hear from you again. Okay? Promise?
Promise.
Okay. Thanks, Haru. We're out of here, folks. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy, and this is Air America Radio.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, state license.